Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I'm here because this is going totally wrong. It is a shit show, and the whole nation media is calling it a shit show. It's racist. It's biased. There should be a mistrial.
Without our voices, I just feel like we need to show them that we're not playing and we're here. And we are listening, we're watching, and yeah.
I'm here to stand up for what's right, and I believe that he should do time for what he did.
I'm here to support the calls for Kyle to go to prison for a very long time.
Wow, that is some of the protesters, can I add delusional, outside the courthouse. But sadly, their voices and the screams are being heard by the jury inside the courtroom, and I fear that it's going to play a role in this verdict. Let's bring in Fox News superstar Tucker Carlson. His show is 8 o'clock Eastern time, and he's at a secure location. He will appear at the Patriot Awards tonight as we broadcast to you now just outside the Hard Rock Theater where this will take place. Tucker, welcome back.
Oh, Brian, I'm in the car coming to see you right now, actually.
Are you really in a car? How big is this car? Do you travel in a caravan? Like, are you surrounded?
It's a Sprinter van, obviously, because you couldn't fit all my living room furniture in a normal town car. And then you've got requisite ambulance, some of the security vehicles, and then the helicopter. But, yeah, you know, just a normal kind of commute.
It sounds like Biden in Glasgow.
our carbon footprint is huge today.
Right, and that really upset me, but I booked you anyway because you make a lot of sense. So first off, am I wrong to fear that these protesters, knowing that Kenosha was burned down a couple of years ago, might be infecting the jury process?
Well, that's the whole point of it. I mean, they say that out loud, you know, do our bidding or we're going to burn the city down. You know, obey or we'll hurt you. So you have to look. I mean, let's be totally honest here. That trial wasn't a close call. I mean, anyone who watched it, millions did, saw the prosecution's witnesses make the defense's case that this was self-defense. That's the question. There were two questions in the trial. One, was he carrying the weapon illegally? No, it turns out, according to Wisconsin state law, he was not. So the judge dismissed the charge. The second question you have to ask is, did he act in self-defense? At which point, trial's over. Self-defense is legally allowable, has been for thousands of years. There's no question there. In all three cases, all three men he shot were threatening his life. One said out loud, I'm going to kill you. So there's not really a lot for the jury to think through here, but they've taken more than a day. Why is that? Well, obviously, they're afraid. They saw what happened in Los Angeles after the Rodney King trial. It burned the city down. So that's an indelible lesson. They burned, you know, countless cities across the country 2 summers ago. That's the point of this. It's mob justice. And if you allow it to continue, then you don't have a civilization anymore. You've got a place where the most violent people get what they want and everyone else has to obey. And that's like not civilization. In fact, civilization exists to stop that. The might makes right mentality that, you know, is the natural state of man. You don't want that. And we're getting it. It's really scary. And where's the Justice Department, by the way? Don't we have an Attorney General, Merrick Garland? You know, I know a lot of people who know Merrick Garland. They tell me, oh, he's so moderate. Really? The guy's like a lunatic. He's like a nutcase. No, for real.
Because he
for
comes real. Off totally you have, different.
You had last week in New York, a Black Lives Matter leader said to the newly elected mayor of New York, if you enforce the law, we will cause fire and bloodshed. In other words, we're going to kill people if you enforce the law. So, like, wait a second. You know, that's in it. First of all, it's a crime because it's a threat, but it's also an attack on our legal system. Where was the Justice Department? Well, they just ignored it because Black Lives Matter is their militia. So Black Lives Matter gets to do whatever they want. So, like, I'm really worried about the fundamentals here. It's not just about Kyle Rittenhouse. Of course, you know, you hope that he gets justice in his case because you hope justice is always done. But it's much bigger than that. It has to do with what kind of country you want to live in. Do you want to live in a country where violent people, arsonists, murderers get to decide who's guilty and who's innocent. No, you absolutely don't want to live in that country. You really don't.
So here's why I'm optimistic. And by the way, I got your monologue last night. We kind of knocked it out of the park, and basically on this same issue. Move yourself away from the play-by-play of the court trial. What does it mean in the big picture? How do we get here? But here's why I feel better about the direction of the country. Because we tried that whole defund the police. They're even outside Cori Bush and these outliers. They know not only is that political death, but it is also the end of a city. And in New York City, they just elected a mayor that at the very least understands that he's got to get law and order. And I believe that now Kenosha has got 500 National Guardsmen they should have had. They didn't want one from President Trump. They realized they overstepped. I think America is correcting. I think that off-year election shows me that they will not be manipulated by 85% of the media. They're making their own decisions, Tucker. And do you see us self-correcting?
I sure hope so. I mean, I've thought from the very beginning that almost no one was for this stuff. I mean, no sane person is for, quote, defunding the police. Having better police, yeah, everyone's for that. But getting rid of the police? No, no one's for that. Judging people on the basis of their skin color above all else? No one's for that. You know, that's crazy. That's Rwanda. No one wants it. I've never thought anyone wanted any of this crap. The problem is that the people who do want it are the ones with all the power. So they kind of get to do what they feel like doing. And I just hope that people resist, nonviolently, but firmly, resist this stuff. Resist. Like, there's no reason that any American citizen should put up with this stuff at all. And I do think, like, I'm definitely against 17-year-olds, you know, running around the streets with guns. I just am. I think Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent, but in general, I don't want to live in a country where, you know, people with guns are walking the streets. And I say that as a fanatical supporter of the Second Amendment, but I want order and calm and peace. That's the point I'm making. So,
right.
I just, right?
So a couple of things. This soundbite, I want to replay because it's just worth it. The prosecution reaching to the point where it's totally a farce. I would think this is an SNL skit. Eric, who's back in New York, we're here in Hollywood, Florida, the site of the Patriot Awards that are going to be starting in a few hours. Tucker Carlson will be one of the featured presenters. He'll be featured here, so he's making his way our direction. But, Eric, if you pull up that soundbite, when the prosecution tries to minimize the threat against Kyle Rittenhouse, So the way in which he recounts the moments before he would take out this mental patient.
Oh, let me tell you all the awful things Joseph Rosenbaum did. He tipped over a porta potty that had no one in it. He swung a chain. He lit a metal garbage dumpster on fire. Oh, and there's this empty wooden flatbed trailer that they pulled out in the middle of the road and they tipped it over to stop some bearcats and they lit it on fire. Oh, and he said some bad words. He said the N-word.
Tucker, when I was listening to that live, I said, we got to pull that back. Number one, you've played this. Think about a prosecution that says, I have a great idea. Let's minimize the carnage and destruction. And let's also bring up the N-word and pretend it wasn't it's harmless. When everything in this country has been about race, and that N-word is the third rail.
Well, it's deranged. I was happened to be watching
it's
that.
Nuts.
Said it, and I was completely confused. But this isn't a private citizen. This is the government's own lawyer. This is a state employee. This is a guy representing the force of American law, representing our justice system. He's the prosecutor. And he's telling us that rioting is no big deal. And by the way, the racial slurs thing was just bizarre. But actually, it's not bizarre because the truth is that word's everywhere. It's everywhere. You hear it constantly. It's all over the radio. People use it all the time. But only certain people are allowed to use it. And look, I'm against that word. I've never used it. I think it's super ugly, you know. But the truth is standards and especially laws must be applied evenly across the population. They apply to every American citizen, no matter what you look like. That's the basis of our system. And so if you wake up one morning in a world where certain people get to do certain things because of how they were born and others don't, then really it's kind of falling apart. Like these are not small things. These are the core principles of the country. And what he's basically saying is Joseph Rosenbaum gets to use the N-word because he's a Biden voter. He gets to burn things because he's a Biden voter. I mean, Joseph Rosenbaum is so much more appalling than any person who was arrested after January 6th in Washington. And yet they're defending him? What? They're defending a child rapist who was screaming the N-word and tried to kill a kid? Okay. you know. But what they're basically saying is, yeah, right, they're normal. They don't apply. The rules don't apply.
He literally was getting out of a mental hospital. They started to say, well, he's such a little guy. He weighs about 130 pounds. You could easily knock him over. Do you see the rage in that guy's face? Has anyone ever seen people fight? You see that guy? That guy was to be feared, and he needed to be arrested, and he clearly wasn't. So, Tucker, just real quick, I know you're coming to the Patriot Awards, and it's rare to get you out these days. Why was it important for you to be here?
Well, it wasn't important. I wanted to go. They said Kilmeade's going. I said, Brian Kilmeade? And there's no chance. I mean, the guy hosts a morning show for 3 hours every day. Then he hosts a two-hour radio show. Then he does primetime hosting all the time. He doesn't have time for the Patriot Awards. And they're like, yep, Kilmeade's doing it. And so I thought, man, I don't know a person with a busier schedule than you. And if you're doing it, I'm doing it. I went in on that.
Really? Plus, I don't believe a word of it, but I'm going to take it and use it as a promo.
I hope so. It's heartfelt.
Right. So how are you feeling, first off? I know you've been playing in pain. It doesn't look it on the air, but I know people behind the scenes. I know directly what back pain is like. So how are you dealing with it?
I feel great, actually. I had back surgery 2 weeks ago, exactly, to the hour. In fact, 2 weeks ago, right now, I was coming out of the operating room. And I feel great. I feel amazing. I didn't want to get back surgery. I spent a month in bed trying to avoid it. I have a bedroom right off my studio, luckily, so I just stayed there and limped to the studio and did my show every day. Wrote the scripts lying on my side of my iPhone, just all trying to avoid surgery. And then I slipped and fell and totally destroyed the disc in my back, and I had no choice. So I just wound up in the hospital, and they took it out. And amazingly, it worked. I think I had the only successful back surgery in human history. You hear these horror stories, but mine was perfect, and it worked. A guy called John Cassidy in Sarasota did it. Man, that guy's a genius. I texted him and said, you're a genius, and he's such a surgeon. He was like, yo, okay. You know, like, they don't like praise, but he deserves it because it worked.
So true or false, you hosted the next day?
Yeah, I did. But, you know, I'm very anti-drug. I've been sober for 20 years, actually, and I'm not for drugs, you know, at all. And I wound up eating opioids like an animal. Like, that's, I was just like reduced to an animal state.
So much pain.
And it's not to whine. And I'm actually not a whiner about pain. I really try not to be. Since
I asked you, for the record.
Yeah, it was bad. And the opioids don't help and whatever. So I just didn't have a choice. But I'm just so grateful. I mean, I actually know someone personally who died ultimately because of back surgery. You know, you hear these stories, you see these experiences people have, and it's just like the one thing I didn't want. And I'm really kind of a peasant anyway in my attitudes. I don't like medicine. I don't like doctors. I don't, you know what I mean? I just like to be outside.
Right.
I don't like anything unnatural. But I didn't have a choice, and it turned out to be one of the great blessings of my life.
It's now you're back in action, ready to go. Right. Even if you don't need it, just go get back surgery. You're actually better for it. Is that what you're saying? I mean, I can't believe it. Listen,
yeah, I'm saying,
lastly,
look,
this.
Said back, I mean, surgery. Everyone should. I can actually feel the stitches in my back right now. I haven't. My wife said to me, what did you do to your back? I said, I don't know. And I don't want to know. Like, it's your back. You're not supposed to know what's going on back there. Like, if you were, your eyes would be back there, but they're not. So I'm just ignoring the details.
I'm trying to think what passage in the Bible that's from. If you wanted to see your back, you would have been able to. I'm trying to think if that's otherworldly.
What do you mean? It's the first chapter of the Bible. It's Genesis 1. It's Adam and Eve eating from the tree of what? Ignorance? No, Brian Kilmeade. Eating from the tree of knowledge. You can know too much. That's the first lesson of the Bible. That's the very first lesson.
See, you know, my problem, I focus too much on Corinthians 2. And that's my issue. And I tend to get stuck there. So listen, Tucker, we're talking now. Does this mean you won't talk to me later, or have I used up my Tucker time when you get here to the Patriot Awards?
Dude, these are just the hors d'oeuvres for the long, deep conversation about the future of the country, human sexuality, Bitcoin. Like, we're going to hit all the really deep issues backstage. I can't wait.
Right. All right, I will say this. Tucker did break ground when he made me realize that after you have kids, women don't need you anymore, so you better get on your best behavior as a spouse. And I think that changed my life. And you still hold to that?
Are you kidding? You have to – it's super easy to make them stick around when they have dependent children in the house. But the second the kids leave, you've got to make an affirmative case for your own usefulness. I have been so much more entertaining and nicer since my kids left. It's like if this chick took off on me and, she, you know, she's 52, like it could happen, I would be dead. So, no. I'm wooing her harder now 30 years in than I was when we were kids. I mean it, too.
Okay. All right. 1-800-Flowers or ProFlowers. That's what Tucker's doing as soon as he hangs up with me and gets out of his caravan. Tucker, glad you're okay. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you at the Patriot Awards tonight at the Hard Rock. This is going to be a great event. Another reason, besides your series, another reason to get Fox Nation. Thanks so much, Tucker.
I'll see you in an hour. See you, man.
Okay. Back in a moment.
2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.